Harvey Wasserman's Green Power and Wellness Show, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
All right. We are back here. We've had some technical difficulties. I'm calling you from Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. This is Harvey Wasserman. We're with another hour of the Solartopia Green Power and Wellness Show, and I'm talking to you from the Oasis Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, where good folks are treated with for cancer through both alternative and conventional means. A very high success rate here. Something, you know, most people in the United States consider cancer, if you're diagnosed with cancer, that it's a death sentence. And here at the Oasis Clinic, they feel quite otherwise. Our original guest, Dr. Francisco Contreras, was called away. A little bit of confusion today when you walk in to have an interview and your principal interviewee is called away for emergency surgery, as has happened to Dr. Contreras this morning. But we are very fortunate to have his associate, Dr. Francisco Cesena, a principal medical operative here at the Oasis Clinic in Tijuana, who's going to talk to us about the Oasis Clinic. Dr. Cesena, can you say hi to our guest?
Hi, everybody. I hope I can be of some service to you today in regards to this, some of you who might be dealing with such a difficult situation.
Good. So let's start right from the question that everybody wants to ask about cancer and alternative treatments. There's been quite an uproar. The Federal Food Drug Administration, shall we say, casts a negative eye in general on alternative treatments, herbal medicine, and non-invasive procedures, non-toxic procedures. The core treatment for cancer in the United States focuses on radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. Now, all those are used here at the Oasis Clinic, but there is a whole other dimension. So I want to ask the first question, the most important question for many people. Here at Oasis, are you able to successfully treat people with cancer?
Well, the hospital's been here now since 1963, but Dr. Contreras Sr. started doing alternative therapies mainly through Laetril. Over the years, the treatments have evolved, but again, over that long period of time, a very high proportion of our patients who were generally told that there was nothing else to be done for them, we actually had them go all the way to, in many of our best cases, all the way to a full remission. So, you know, we definitely are helping a good number of our patients.
Now, Dr. Cesena, here at the Oasis Clinic in Tijuana, and I should mention I have been here since last Wednesday. I came down here to do interviews and to see what the alternative methods for treating cancer really might be. And I have to say the Oasis Clinic is a very nice place. It's about a block, well, about three blocks from a really beautiful stretch of beach. And I've been able to partake in the local health club, and it's been quite a pleasant stay. The food here is excellent. It's all organic, or at least very holistic. They don't exactly serve T-bone steaks here, which is to the good. So, Dr. Cesena, Dr. Francisco Cesena, what is it that's done here at Oasis that is different from other clinics and from the mainstream treatment in the United States?
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm glad you like it here. We certainly feel that, you know, I tell my patients that one of the key ingredients to getting well is that they like the area, they like the food and the facility. So, you know, that's a good start. We definitely feel that we're doing some unique elements of therapy here. Our treatment very much, you know, we're not geniuses. We're actually working off other people's work all over the world, very serious investigators who may not have the same facility that we have in regards applying the things that come out of their researches and applying it into practical medicine. We do have that advantage that we take advantage of newer research findings, and then we apply them into an integrative protocol here. And again, some of the therapy elements that we are using are definitely unique to this center. One of them would be a product which is licensed in Mexico and other parts of the world as a blood transfusion substitute. And so to be done in people who cannot or will not use a blood transfusion or in the emergency setting in which blood is not immediately available. So we're not using it as a blood substitute. We're using it as an oxygen carrier, which is a key part of dealing with cancer.
Okay, so now, is there a reason that this blood treatment is done here? Is it allowed in the United States? Do other people not use it in the United States?
Well, you know, in Mexico, you can fast track a drug which is useful, a drug which is determined to be safe and useful, can be fast-tracked in regards to it's coming out into the market. You can't really do that in the States. It usually takes years of research and millions of dollars of it. So in order to, you know, there is a product coming up in the market in the United States, which is exactly the same type of drug that we're using. However, it's still, I guess, lost in the research process.
Okay, so what we have in the United States, and I've been following cancer pretty closely since June, I will tell you that, well, it's a long story, but in June I was transporting a tandem bicycle that didn't belong to me, and I was not good at riding it, and I fell and cracked two ribs in the back of my rib cage and went to the local hospital the next day to get an x-ray because it was really hurting, and I just thought, well, I better check it out. And when I went there, they found a tumor the size of a tennis ball in my lung. So the immediate prognosis from the local thoracic surgeon was, well, it's probably cancer, but they didn't really know if it was cancer, and a whole long situation evolved, which I'll talk about in a bit. But and the long story short is I have been treating myself as if I have cancer for the last, well, since June. And in the course of doing that, I was guided by a friend who has a tumor in her eye named Vivian to look at alternative cures. The surgeon at the hospital in Ohio, where I cracked the rib, wanted to operate immediately and to remove the tumor along with my lower lung lobe. And I did not want to do that. I still don't want to do that. I haven't done it. And we'll talk about that in a bit, too. But the fact is that in the course of my researching alternative cancer cures or alternative ways to deal with cancer, I came up, the Oasis Clinic is one of the places that came up, and I took the opportunity. They've been very gracious here. I'm not a patient. I am here as a journalist, and I've been investigating what they call their integrative regulatory therapy. Now, many of the things that you, one of the reasons this clinic, there are many other clinics in Tijuana as well, and one of the reasons that people come here is because a number of the treatments that they use here are not allowed in the United States. And this is a whole, dynamic that goes on between the medical industry and the Federal Food and Drug Administration. I'm sure many people listening in. And by the way, if you want to call in with your own stories and your own questions about cancer and alternative treatments, we are at 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. We're talking from the Oasis Cancer Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, with Dr. Francisco Cesena. And so, Dr. Cesena, let's cut to the chase here. If I'm a cancer patient in the United States, but I'm not satisfied with the kind of treatment that one gets in the United States, why would I come here? What is it that you do that's so much more effective in here that is not available in the United States?
Well, let me say that here at the Oasis of Hope Hospital, we are not divorced from Orthodox practice. We're only divorced from it where we don't feel our patients will gain from it. Another guiding principle in regards therapy is that treatment should sit very well in the patient's heart and mind. As I will tell our patients very frequently, you know, the treatment that you choose to save your life has to allow you a high degree of peace of mind, a high degree of confidence. And if you don't have those elements to start with, you better start doing your homework in regards how you want to get treated. You don't want to rush into therapies which may put you at more difficulty. That's why we do carry on a process with our patients in regards to defining what is likely good, what is likely bad, why. Ultimately, our objective is to have our patients make a well-informed, non-fear-based, non-prejudicial decision in regards to their therapeutic choices. We can be a bridge in regards to obtaining elements of therapy, orthodox elements of therapy at home, or we can substitute those elements of therapy if the patient's condition and desire will not allow for them. So, you know, our treatment can be part of an overall approach against cancer and a best of both worlds approach, so to speak, if that approach has a good rationale to it. Or, you know, in some instances, there are very good reasons to do treatment strictly within the naturopathic realm, and so we will work very hard to determine those issues, that status in our patient, and then try to help them work out what they feel is best.
Okay, so here we go to the chase here. You mentioned naturopathic methods. Now, I saw a number of cancer doctors in the United States, and none of them were talking about naturopathic methods. So I know, I haven't been here 6 days and talked to many, many of the patients here. I know that you do cancer treatments, including chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. But can you talk to us about the naturopathic side? What is it you do with naturopathy that might be different than mainstream hospitals in the United States in terms of dealing with cancer?
Well, you know, there's the there's one element of therapy which is particularly responsible for this hospital's success and longevity for 48 years now. That's called Laetril, or vitamin B17. It is for sure a controversial element of therapy, but we certainly cannot discount the fact that this hospital has been here for that long a time, and it has so many people who have benefit from it. So this element will continue to be a part of our treatment. Unfortunately, it's still not a part of therapies in the United States. You know, it can be a main element. It can be an associated element. Unfortunately, you can't get it in the States, and it is one of the main elements of our therapy. Then there's oxidative therapies. Oxidative therapies is, in essence, trying to kill cancer through oxidative damage, much like, you know, hydrogen peroxide can kill bacteria through its oxidative effect. But some of the elements of therapy that we're doing will actually act very much the same. We're trying to do exactly the same thing to cancer than you do to bacteria when doing hydrogen peroxide therapies. And, you know, that's not something we came up with. It's a well-recognized element of research against cancer all over the world. It's just, again, we happen to have an integrative hospital which allows for the usage of multiple elements of therapy and allows us to be integrated.
So what can you tell us some of the remedies that are useful, that you found useful? This clinic has been here since the 60s, right? 1963, so it's almost 50 years, 48 years that you've been here. What are some of the herbals that you use that have shown some success?
Well, you know, I would say that the main elements of therapy are definitely the in-hospital therapies. Then we'll do a home treatment regimen. Our patients are trying to maintain their gains after they're finished with their in-hospital stay. They'll either try to maintain or improve upon their gains through a home treatment regimen, which includes what we call nutraceuticals. One way of calling them. A more specific way of calling them is called signal pathway inhibitors or signal pathway inhibition. This is a fancy term that applies for actually a long list of substances that you might otherwise find at the health food store. You know, these have been shown in the medical literature, and I do encourage you to go to look at our webpage or find our publications link. It's the oasisofhope.com, and you'll find a publications link, and you can go directly to our book, the IRTC. It has the same name as our treatment. You will find there a very ample reference section to each one of the elements of our therapies. And again, getting back to the nutraceuticals, the home treatment regimen, stuff that you might even get at home. These are substances which have been shown in the medical literature to interfere with the cell-to-cell communication that occurs in cancer, otherwise known as growth factors. Growth factors are responsible for a cancer's biological behavior in regards to aggressive growth, in regards to aggressive spread, in regards to development of therapy resistance mechanisms. These behaviors are all mediated by small little substances, little proteins, which cancer produces for itself as a form of self-stimulation. Again, otherwise known as growth factors. There are plenty of them. Some of them are real nasties, and some of them are secondary. But again, the thing is that these can be inhibited, these can be blocked, these can be interfered with, so that in the absence of the usual stimulus for cancer progression, then the cancer can behave in exactly the opposite manner to which it has been behaving. That is, it can stop growing, it can revert, or therapy resistance mechanisms can be abated. So that, and that would be an important issue if somebody was on other treatments such as chemo. And, so these treatment elements can be, our patients are usually continuing for months to years after coming to our center. This allows our patients to continue to do very vigorous treatment, even while you're at home. And if you're interested in doing a home treatment regimen very similar to what we do, again, you can just go to our webpage, find our publication. There are no secrets there. We're not geniuses, and most of this is off other people's research, so there are no secrets. Some of our elements of therapy actually come from highly regarded medical centers in the state, such as MD Anderson, for example. The main researcher there came up with the element called curcumin. And also, these elements of therapy, our patients are continuing for months to years. It allows them to maintain their gains. It allows them to continue to improve, in our best cases, all the way to a remission. So, you know, some of them I can mention to you, like the grapeseed extract, the curcumin. And some of them are nutraceuticals, some of them are pharmaceuticals. You know, some of them are very well recognized as medications that are used for other medical settings, say, for example, diabetes or arthritis. Some of these medications also have anti-cancer properties, and the idea is to conjoin them, to bunch them up, so to speak, because then you achieve something called synergism. When you're doing multiple elements of therapy, each one contributing against cancer, then you can snowball the effect against cancer and get the optimum results.
Okay, so having been here this period of time and knowing what else is going on, I did interview another doctor here in Tijuana, Dr. Rogers, who has a small clinic about a mile from here. There are a number of other. The Gerson Clinic is here as well in Tijuana. One thing that's frustrating to me is that many of these treatments, which have been shown to be beneficial over time, are not available in the United States, and because the Food and Drug Administration will not allow it. For example, hyperthermia, which is used extensively in Germany in conjunction with dendritic injections and mistletoe, is not allowed in the United States except in conjunction with radiation. Personally, I would be glad to do hyperthermia, but I don't want to do it in conjunction with radiation. I'd like to be able to do it in the United States. I'd hate to have to go all the way to Germany to do it. But you know, the frustrating thing is that you can't get it in the United States. Now, do you use hyperthermia here at the Oasis Clinic?
Actually not. Hyperthermia is a term that may be abused many times. True hyperthermia is body core temperature, which is better than 40 degrees. Ideally or optimally, for centigrade, that's right. I don't know exactly how much that comes out to Fahrenheit, but it's pretty hot, believe me. And so again, 40 degrees centigrade, optimally 42 degrees centigrade. Your body is much like a car. You know, it can be extremely hot outside, but inside it's nice and comfortable, and that's related to your thermostat. The breaking down of the body's thermostat is usually a difficult procedure. It's usually a morbid type situation. So that, again, true hyperthermia is not without its difficulties. And you usually need a patient who's in pretty good shape to go through this type of treatment. So, you know, from our standpoint, I guess we can say that we're doing well enough with our therapy so that we wouldn't subject our patients to the high morbidity and the extreme circumstances that require true hyperthermia. Now remember, hyperthermia is not just putting you in a sauna, an infrared light, or putting you in a hot sauna, things like that. That's not really hyperthermia. Hyperthermia is a procedure in which blood has to be extracted from the patient, circulated out, warmed, then put back in. That requires a very high degree of sophistication and care. Not that we wouldn't be able to handle this situation here, but again, our average patient is someone who's coming off treatment failures at home. They're usually pretty far along with their disease. They're usually frail patients, so I don't think we would be doing quite well with that particular procedure with our patients. In other words, we haven't found a technique that would allow us to do that treatment without incurring in a lot of strain to our patients, much like a bull in a china shop.
All right. Well, we are bulls in the. Actually, there's a bull ring about a block from here. Which I will not go see a bullfight, but nonetheless, the ring is there. We are at the Oasis Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, talking about alternative or natural-based integrated, let's put that way, cures or methods of dealing with cancer. I'm with Dr. Francisco Cesena here at the Oasis Clinic, where I've been for almost a week. We will resume this conversation after the break, and I'll have some breaking news for you when we come back right after hearing this short reprise of the Solartopia song.
Oil spill, meltdown, flooding, suburbia, mudslide, traffic jam, road rage, asthma, famine, leukemia, it's time to get a better plan. Solartopia is home sweet home.
We are back here at the Oasis Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. That's my great friend Dana Lyons singing the Rocky Top version of the Solartopia song. I'm Harvey Wasserman. We are at the Solartopia Green Power and Wellness Show here at the Progressive Radio Network. Talking with Dr. Francisco Cesena at the Oasis Health Clinic in Tijuana. I promised you some breaking news. And Federal Appeals Court in California, has overturned Proposition 8, which was passed by referendum in California, banning gay marriage. So the ban on gay marriage in California has been overturned by a federal court. It will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, no doubt, where four of the justices will vote to say that the ban is fine. But let me read you real quickly here the news story, which I'm getting off of Alternet. The great alternate. Great news out of California. An appeals court has ruled that Proposition 8, the California voter-approved measure that bans same-sex marriage, is unconstitutional. shy of 4 years ago. The fact that California has voted in favor of this odious measure was a cloud that marred the excitement of President Obama's victory. This isn't the end of the legal battle, but it's an exciting and just ruling. From the LA Times, the Federal Appeals Court Tuesday struck down California's ban on the same-sex marriage, clearing the way for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule as early as next year. So there you go. Some breaking news. We're talking here with Dr. Francisco Cesena about alternative cures to cancer. And I mentioned that I have a tumor in my lung. We don't know if it's cancer. I have refused to have a needle biopsy or to have the tumor removed. I'll talk about this either later on this show or in another one. This is going to be a major theme for our Solopotopia Green Power and Wellness show, is dealing alternative methods of dealing with cancer. It's my belief that the Food and Drug Administration in the United States has been extremely repressive about various methods of dealing with cancer that might work but that are holistic and don't make for large corporate profits. And this is a major problem that we face in the United States that is not so prevalent here in Mexico. Mexico, we're talking from Tijuana, allows numerous anti-cancer treatments that are outside the mainstream, including, Dr. Cesena, you mentioned Laetril. Now, Laetril is L-A-E-T-R-I-L-E, has been around a long time. Can you tell us about Laetril and how you use it here?
Well, you know, it's going to be a little difficult to establish to the satisfaction of most doctors in the United States in regards the clinical demonstration that Laetril is going to work. Laetril is actually a naturally occurring anti-cancer substance, which is an extract from the peach and apricot seeds. It is given in a concentrated form as an intravenous medication, and as I mentioned to you, it is responsible for this hospital's success and some others in regards success and longevity. So our patients are getting high dose intravenous Laetril while they're here, and then again as part of a home treatment regimen as they go home.
And the Laetril was initially popularized by Dr. Max Gerson, who had a clinic here in Tijuana. He was successfully driven out of the United States. You can actually make Laetril or the equivalent of it yourself if you buy apricot pits and grind them up and take them. But you have to be careful, of course, because they can have a toxic side like much else. So there's quite a bit of research on it. It's been used a long time in various ways, but I have to explain that the First Amendment apparently does not apply to cancer treatment. The cancer industry in the United States is extremely powerful, and the Food and Drug Administration will arrest people who discuss, in certain terms, alternative cures or alternative ways of dealing with cancer. Dr. Cesena, can you tell us, just to get down to some basics, What is cancer, and why? What is the basic theory of how you treat it here?
Well, you know, a lot of cancer practitioners, a lot of caregivers, so to speak, are not really, kind of country doctors. So we're not high grade researchers here, but you know, this hospital's been here for 48 years. I myself have been here for 19 of those years. So, you know, cancer is a derangement, is a reproduction derangement in the tissue. It causes abnormal growth and hyperproduction of tissues in an uncontrolled and chaotic manner. This overgrowth not only causes problems because of volume enlargement where they occur, but it also has the very particular characteristic of spreading. You know, it goes to other places and causes damages, as much damage as it may cause at the original site. You know, some cancers occur in a non-significant anatomical place. Say, you know, the common The common example is of the melanoma, which is a cancer which occurs in the skin of one of your limbs and ultimately goes to your vital organs and compromises them through, again, and very chaotic and uncontrolled growth. To the point where the normal tissue is obliterated, and all you have is an abnormal tumor which has no value function for the body. It just compromises and ultimately destroys your vital organs.
And so we're joined by Gaston Tassada, who is a principal here and the son-in-law of Dr. Francisco Contreras, who the son of the founder of the Contreras Clinic here, the Oasis Clinic of Hope here in Tijuana, Mexico. Dr. Tassada, can you tell us, you've explained to us, a version of what cancer is. Can you tell us then what is the basic theory of your integrated regulatory therapy and how you treat it here at the Oasis Clinic and how that might differ from the mainstream treatment?
Well, I guess Gaston Tassada is going to have a little trouble in answering that, but we keep him busy with the administrative part of our hospital. So I guess I'll handle that question. I'm sorry, would you
tell us what is the essential theory, the core theory of how you treat cancer here as opposed to the more mainstream treatments?
Over the years, we've taken advantage of multiple experiences. Some of the therapy elements that we'll use here have actually come from some of our patients' research. Some of our patients have led us through. Some of our patients have led us to particular elements in therapy, which, they pointed out to us. We handed that information over to our research department. It turned out that it had merit. One of the features to our practice is that we try to include in an integrated fashion different elements of therapy, which, again, carry their own scientific merit. Then we combine them in an integrated fashion. There are obviously some main elements and some support or secondary elements, and we conjoin them. We integrate them into a single regimen, which consists of multiple elements of therapy. Each one of these therapy elements, say laetrile, say high-dose vitamin C infusions in conjunction with hyperoxygenation, say immune stimulation therapy through ozone and ultraviolet light therapy, say signal pathway inhibition or growth factor inhibition through nutraceutical elements. Each one of these therapeutic elements, diet therapy, even the emotional and spiritual support elements of our treatment, each one of these elements of therapy can be considered a treatment in themselves. What we're doing is joining them up, again, bunching them up for the purpose of positive association. So this is the integrative part of our approach, which I believe is very much an approach to most naturopathic practitioners. However, obviously we're a little prejudiced, but we do feel that our treatment is particularly vigorous within the naturopathic realm.
Okay, so I got to tell you that being a citizen of the United States and having pursued these remedies over the past 9 months, that there is a tremendous fear among naturopathic practitioners in the United States of directly prescribing the kinds of things that are done here. So to get a little more to the core of it, Gaston Tassada, can you tell us pretty much a typical day of a patient here in this integrative therapy regimen and how it might differ from what you get in U.S.?
Thank you very much, Harvey, for letting me speak about it here, about the patients. A typical day of a patient is very, how can I say, it's interesting. The patients start off about 8 o'clock in the morning. We provide emotional and spiritual support here at the hospital. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, we do devotionals. It's a time where the patients can share. They can talk to one another. It's kind of like a support group for for the patients here at the hospital. At around 9 o'clock, there's a breakfast. All the meals here are organic, and we're locavores, so diet is very important to us, and all the meals here are cancer-specific. So after that, patients go into treatment. Treatment is top-heavy here, so patient can do anywhere, any treatments from ozone to vitamin C to Perftec, which is an oxygenation therapy. They can do vitamin K, which potentiates the effects of vitamin C. And other treatments include any kind of IPT. It could include any kind of other oxygenation therapies, radiology, lab work. It is, like I said before, it is top heavy, but treatment here is light on the body.
So, I am reporting to you from the Oasis of Hope Tijuana-based clinic here in just over the border in Mexico. I've been here for 6 days and have followed the regimen. And essentially, I've been interviewing cancer patients here, and I have to say that there's genuinely a lot of satisfaction with the way that things are done here. And I also, as mentioned, interviewed another doctor here in Tijuana. I have not visited the other clinics, but it's emblematic of the situation in the United States that so many alternative cancer treatment centers are just over the border in Mexico, because the Food and Drug Administration in the United States has been relatively repressive about certain things that are done in the alternative mode. Dr. Sassini, you mentioned nutraceuticals. This is a term that I think may not be familiar to many people in the United States. Would Gaston or Dr. Sassini, would you like to explain what nutraceuticals are and what role they play in the approach, the integrative regulatory therapy approach that is taken at OASIS?
Well, nutraceutical means, it's kind of a made-up word, so to speak. You know, this is the same type of medicine or the same type of substances that a person who takes a very good vitamin regimen at home, you know, the vitamin supplements, sort of like that. And some of these vitamins or antioxidants or essential nutritional elements are cancer specific. So, you know, depending on the problem or the particular problem that we would be treating, just to give you an example, in the prostate cancer setting, lycopene, a very well-known antioxidant, is considered to have positive effects in regards to the nature of the aggressiveness in a prostate cancer. So that would be a nutraceutical. This is a particular element which is going to be used in prostate cancer. The pomegranate juice, some interesting reports came out of Israel in regards to its positive effects, not only on prostate cancer, but also on benign prostate enlargement. So these are specific elements to a specific condition which will be used. There are some others, you know, these elements can be grouped as antioxidants, as immune stimulants, as vitamins, as minerals, essential minerals, which are considered to be an important part of either reestablishing a patient's immune status or reestablishing a patient's nutritional status, so that put them in an optimum condition to fight against cancer. These elements that you might otherwise find at health food store may not be treatment in themselves against cancer. You know, you wouldn't use selenium and zinc, for example, to fight a prostate cancer, but you know that they are good elements that are going to favor or put a patient in an optimum status that would allow the possibility of a better response to treatment. And I'm not just talking about naturopathic treatment, but also even the type of treatment that you might get in the States.
Okay, so let me get a little specific here. I'll tell you about my therapy at my regimen. I'm taking the possibility of having lung cancer. I'm taking cesium and potassium, selenium, which you mentioned, Dr. Sesenia, the Budwig method, which involves cottage cheese and flax oil, a number of other treatments that are considered very far outside the mainstream in the United States that have been recommended by various natural practitioners. And if I were to say that my listeners should take these to get cured, I could be subjected to prosecution for the Food Drug Administration. It's just the way it works in the U.S. these days, but we hope that this is starting to lighten up. I also take something called Wobenzyme, which is designed to stimulate the immune system, especially in the liver. Now we're running out of time here, but I wanted to come to the key thing that you said. There is a cure for cancer, and it is the immune system. We all have cancer. This is based on my own research, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Sesenia. We all have cancer in our cells all the time, in our bodies all the time. The question is the immune system capable of keeping it under control? And I am presuming that your integrated regulatory therapy and other therapies do aim at restoring or strengthening or maintaining the immune system strongly enough that the unhealthy spread of cancer cells can be kept in check. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it's right on the bullseye. We think we do agree. We do subscribe that the occurrence of cancer in two varying degrees, of course, is very much related, or that its main underlying factor is likely an immune suppressive factor. If you have an immune suppression factor which drives the cancer, then the logical way to address it is to address the main cause of the problem. That's what the orthodox treatments or mainstream treatments will miss many at times. They will try to kill the cancer without addressing the main issue. Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, surgery can be extremely good at killing a cancer. They're not going to be as good at keeping it away because they're actually enhancing or worsening the main underlying factor, which is immune suppression. Therefore, obtaining gains and maintaining gains against cancer is a function of a working immune system. And if you forget to add that to your treatment program, then you simply are risking the possibility that you're going to have that problem back soon after you had it cured with the mainstream medicine.
Gaston Tassada, you have people coming here and they can stay for a week or so or longer, and then they go home and some come back. What's the basic sort of scenario, pattern of people who come here to get treated?
Thank you, Harvey. And before I answer that, I just want to thank Harvey for having us on his radio show. Typically, we get a lot of calls a day. Mostly stage 4 cancer patients that have been through the mill of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And what we always encourage patients to do first is to send us their medical records so we can get a good idea of what the patient's current condition is and what their diagnosis and prognosis is. Once we receive all that information, doctors usually meet in a medical session and they discuss each of the patient's medical history and they give a recommendation. After that, we provide each patient or their loved one with a free medical phone consultation. This consultation over the phone can last anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and basically it is a recommendation of what the Oasis of Hope can do for the patient. After that, patients decide where they want to come. Patients come from all over the world, mostly the U.S., Canada, and Europe. We get new patients. We get anywhere from 13 to 20 patients new a month. But interestingly enough, follow-up patients, we get anywhere from 30 to 40 patients a month. All patients come back, or in order to fine-tune the treatment if necessary. But patients here are really happy, and if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-888-500-4673. That's 888-500-4673, or go to our website, oasofhope.com. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we've been talking with the folks here at the Oasis Clinic. I've been visiting here for a week as their guest, and to research alternative cures or alternative methods of dealing with cancer. This is a topic we're going to be exploring in great detail as the show continues through the months and years, the Solartopia Green Wellness, Green Power Wellness Show here on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, I've been with Dr. Francisco Cesena and Gaston Posada here at the Oasis Clinic, and the reality is that cancer is a pandemic in the United States, apparently getting worse. That's one of the reasons I find nuclear power plants, environmental carcinogens, bad diet, stress, all these things. Some genetics, genetics are the mainstream, let's talk about genetics as a factor in cancer, but it doesn't appear that more than 5 or 10% come about because of genetics. This theme of alternative cures for cancer, alternative methods, will be back with many, many times before. I don't think I'll be in Mexico again for a while, but we apologize for the technical difficulties at the top of the show, and we hope those of you with cancer, those of you who know someone with it, who have lost people to cancer, will continue to tune in and write me at Progressive Radio Network. This has been the Solartopia Green Power Wellness Show. Thank you, Matt, Kyle, Jason, and all the great crew at Progressive Radio Network. We're moving ahead, and we're hoping you're coming with us, and we'll see you next week on the Solartopia Green Power and Wellness Show. I'm Harvey Wasserman. Have a great day.
The rich got rich, the poor got sore. The fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high, and so they gave